Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 14, The Ecstasy of the Lord and His Devotees, Part 1, The Ecstasy of the Lord's Devotees. The symptoms of highly developed devotional service, which are exhibited by pure devotees, are sometimes imitated by those who are not actually pure devotees. This is described in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Without devotional service to Krishna, one may have some motive in exhibiting such symptoms, but it should be known that the symptoms are not actual. Sometimes those who are not conversant with the science of devotional service are captivated by the exhibition of ecstatic symptoms. But those who are in knowledge of the science of devotional service do not accept such symptoms as the all in all. These symptoms only mark the beginning of devotional service. That is accepted by learned devotees. According to the various divisions and gradations of devotees, permanent devotional situations can be divided into 5 categories. 1. Peacefulness, Shanta. 2. Service to Krishna, Dasya. 3. Friendship with Krishna, Sakya. 4. Parental affection toward Krishna, Vatsalya. And 5. Conjugal love for Krishna, Madhurya. Each division has its own different taste and relish, and the devotee situated in a particular division is happy in that position. Characteristic symptoms exhibited by the pure devotee are generally laughing and crying. When emotions are favorable, a pure devotee laughs, and when emotions are not favorable, he or she cries. Situated above these two emotions is permanent love, which is called sthayi bhav. In other words, attachment to Krishna is permanent. That permanent loving attitude is sometimes mixed with different kinds of taste, which are called vibhav, anubhav, and vyabhichari. Vibhav is a particular taste for attachment to Krishna and can be divided into 2 further categories, alambana and udipana. In the Agni Purana and other authoritative scriptures, that which increases one's love of Krishna is said to be vibhava, and when Krishna is the objective, vibhava is increased as alambana. Udipana is induced by Krishna's transcendental qualities, Krishna's activities, Krishna's beautiful smiling face, and the aroma of Krishna's body. Also, the sound of Krishna's flute, the sound of Krishna's conch shell, the marks on the bottoms of Krishna's feet, Krishna's dwelling place, and Krishna's paraphernalia of devotional service, such as tulasi leaves, devotees, ceremonial performances, and ekadashi. Anubhava occurs when feelings and emotions within oneself are exhibited. In the attitude of anubhav, one dances and sometimes falls down, or sometimes sings loudly, shows convulsions, yawns, and sometimes breathes very heavily. All of these without concern for circumstances. The external features exhibited on the bodies of devotees are called udbhasvara, while the vyabhichari symptoms are 33 in number, and they primarily involve words uttered by the devotee along with different bodily features. These different bodily features, such as dancing, trembling, and laughing, when mixed with the vyabhichari symptoms, are called sanchari. When bhava, anubhava, and the vyabhichari symptoms are combined, they make the devotee dive into the ocean of immortality. And that ocean is called the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, the ocean of the pure nectar of devotional service. And one who is merged in that ocean is always wrapped in transcendental pleasure on the waves and sounds of that ocean. The particular rasas, flavors, or tastes of the devotees who merge into that ocean of Bhakti Rasamrita are known as neutrality, servitorship, friendship, parenthood, and conjugal love. Conjugal love is very prominent and is symptomized by the devotees decorating the body just to attract Krishna. The flavor of servitorship increases to include affection, anger, fraternity, and attachment. The flavor of friendship increases to include affection, anger, fraternity, attachment, and devotion. While in parenthood, the attachment increases to include affection, anger, fraternity, attachment, and devotion. There are also special flavors experienced in friendship with the Supreme Lord, and these are manifest by friends such as Subala, whose devotion increases up to the point of bhav. The different rasas are also divided into two kinds of ecstasy, which are known as yoga and viyoga, or meeting and separation. In friendship and parenthood, the feelings of meeting and separation are various. The situations known as rudha and adhirudha are possible in the conjugal love relationship. Conjugal love exhibited by the queens at Dwaraka is called rudha, while conjugal love exhibited at Vrindavana by the damsels of Vraja is called adhirudha. And the highest perfection of this adhirudha affection in conjugal love involve meeting, madana, and separation, mohana. In the ecstasy of madana, or meeting, there is kissing, and in the ecstasy of mohana, or separation, there is udgurna and chitrajalpa. As far as chitrajalpa is concerned, in Srimad Bhagavatam, there is a portion in the 10th canto known as Brahmaragita, in which various kinds of chitrajalpa are mentioned in relationship with Srimati Radharani. Udgurna is a symptom of separation, and there is also a symptom which is known as transcendental insanity. In that transcendental insanity, one thinks that he or she has actually become the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and in such an ecstasy, one imitates the symptoms of Krishna in different ways. There are two kinds of dress worn in that relationship of conjugal love, and they are called Sambhoga and Vipralambha. On the platform of Sambhoga, the dresses are unlimited, and on the platform of Vipralambha, there are four in number. Number one, the ecstasy exhibited before the lover and beloved meet. Number two, the ecstasy experienced between them after meeting. Number three, the state of mind experienced by not meeting. And number four, the state of mind experienced after meeting, but then fearing separation, are called the four dresses of Vipralambha. That Vipralambha serves as a nourishing element for future meetings. When the lover and beloved meet all of a sudden and embrace one another, they feel an ecstasy of happiness, and the state of mind they experience in that ecstasy is called Sambhoga. And according to the situation, Sambhoga ecstasy is also known by four names. 1. Sankshipta, 2. Sankirna, 3. Sampanna, and 4. Samriddhiman. Such symptoms are also visible during dreams. The mental state experienced before meeting is called Purva Raga. The obstacles which sometimes impede the meeting between lover and beloved are called mana or anger. And when the lover and beloved are separated, that mental state experienced is called pravasa. Feelings of separation which are present under certain conditions, even when the lovers meet, are called love anxieties, prema vaichitya. In the final chapter of the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, such love anxieties are exhibited by the princesses who kept awake nights and watched Krishna sleeping. For they were afraid of being separated from Krishna, and they always talked among themselves about how they had been affected by Krishna's beautiful eyes and Krishna's smile. Thus ends teachings of Lord Chaitanya, chapter 14, The Ecstasy of the Lord and His Devotees, part 1, The Ecstasy of the Lord's Devotees. Recorded August 6, 2021 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the author, the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.